Hey, college students, this is Pastor Tripp. Thanks so much for joining us for these first 30 college devotionals. I hope you take time to share it with a friend, a roommate, somebody, and try to pass the encouragement along. Last week, we talked about the identity crisis that so many college students face their first 30 days on campus. Today, I want us to talk about another crisis, a crisis of faith. This crisis is rooted in the exact same thing that a crisis of identity is, believing lies when life gets tough or your conditions change. It's a given in life that circumstances will change, and life will sometimes get unpredictably crazy. But in the midst of the craziness of life, don't forget this truth. Your circumstances in life will change, but God never changes. God is God, no matter what. God's truth is truth, no matter what. And in a culture where you're being told that everyone can hold their own truth, and you have this moral relativism and pluralism that's being promoted as the norm, we need followers of Christ who hold to the truth, who stand, who do the right thing, no matter what, no matter the circumstance. Now, your generation hears a lot of buzzwords like tolerance, compromise, coexist. You're told to find middle ground. Well, none of these messages change the fact that truth is truth, and truth never changes. Today, I want to remind you of someone in the Old Testament who not only lived in a tolerance-driven society, but he stood for his faith in God no matter what. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 18 is where we see this incredible story, and the story of Elijah. Now, a little backdrop on the story. Ahab was the king over part of Israel. He was married to this not-so-nice lady named Queen Jezebel, who worshipped a false god named Baal. Well, over time, Ahab began to be more and more influenced by his wife to compromise his faith. We see that Ahab built a temple and he built altars to this false god Baal to appease his wife. And eventually Ahab, who was an Israelite, began to worship the false god of Baal instead of the one true God. See, Ahab slowly turned his back on the creator of the universe to please people by worshiping something created by people. Well, the Israelites, they followed their king. They turned their backs on God, and they began to worship Baal too. And God would not tolerate their disloyalty. So God sent the prophet Elijah to tell King Ahab that there would not be any rain, not even one drop of dew, until Elijah called for it. Well, as you can imagine, with no rain after many weeks, the plants began to die, and after many months, the drought dried up the streams and the rivers, and the lack of food and water caused animals to die, and soon death became pretty imminent for the people. This drought lasted over 3 years, and finally everything came to a head. Finally, it was time for a showdown. So in 1 Kings 18:17, we see that the prophet Elijah and King Ahab meet. And Elijah tells him, "Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." So these 450 false prophets of Baal, 400 false prophets of Asherah, that's 850 false prophets. They meet Elijah on the top of Mount Carmel. And Elijah asked them an important question. Check this out. Elijah stood in front of them and said, "How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, then follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him." But the people were completely silent. See, this is such an important question because truth demands a choice. Elijah made them choose, but he also showed them what it looked like to choose. So this incredible scene begins to play out, this showdown on top of Mount Carmel. Elijah tells all these false prophets, build an altar, build two altars, and put a bull on each altar. Then Elijah states, "Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire we will know that he is God. So the prophets of Baal, they prepared their bull and their altar, and they began to shout, "Baal, answer us." In verse 26, it tells us, but there was no response. No one answered. In verse 29, it says that they continued to call out all day into the evening, but there was no response. No one answered. You know what happened here still rings true today. No idol, and by idol I mean any person, pleasure, or possession that's more important than your relationship with God. No idol will ever have an answer. Whatever it is that you're putting your trust in and giving your affection to other than God, don't expect those things to have an answer. Idols never have an answer. Why? Because idols are cheap imitations of God's best. But God always has an answer. So Elijah, he calls everyone to come in closer. And he repaired the altar of the Lord. Then he had the people pour 12 large jars of water on the bull and even around the altar. And Elijah prays that everyone would see God exalted and himself as only a servant of God. And then the most amazing miracle happened. It says in verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and even the soil. Man, this fire even burned the dirt. And it also licked up the water in the trench around the altar. Man, what an incredible scene. And what incredible faith that Elijah had. Outnumbered 850-1, he created a scenario in which only God could be honored. I wonder sometimes why our faith is so small. Students, it's important to remember, it's impossible to trust someone you don't know. The more you know God, the more you can trust God. The more you know truth, the easier it is to spot a lie. When conditions change, when the cost is great, and when the crowd is doing something else, are you going to choose what is easy, or are you going to choose what is right? Are you going to build your life on the unchanging truth of God, or the changing lies that this world tries to tell us? See, the whole reason we developed the Grounded for Life plan, the whole reason we spent your senior year helping you come up with this plan for how to be successful in college and beyond, the whole idea of that is centered around this idea, Jeremiah 17, 8. Again, they are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. And such trees, they're not bothered by the heat. They're not worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. That is our prayer for you, that you have deep roots and you're unwavering in your commitment to God no matter what. Finally, notice the effects of such faith. It says, when all the people saw this, what happened when the fire fell from heaven, they fell down prostrate and they cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." See, God always honors commitment to Him and commitment to His truth. So today, hold on to the one that is truth and thank Him that although life in college will get crazy, He will never change. Find peace as you live in that truth today. And remember, your circumstances in life will change. God never changes. God is God no matter what. And God's truth is truth no matter what. We love you. We hope you have the most blessed and amazing day. And we would love to hear from you. Be sure to hit me up. You can send me an email, send me a text. Let me know how you're doing and how we can pray for you. Have an awesome day.